President Biden signed three executive orders on immigration last night, adding to a stack of presidential actions he's already signed. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith wondered how Biden compares to other presidents in this regard.
In his first 2 weeks in office, President Biden has signed nearly as many executive orders as FDR signed in his entire first month. And President Roosevelt holds the record.
By sheer volume, Biden is going to be the most active president on this front since the 1930s.
Andy Rudilevich is a professor of government at Bowdoin College, and he notes Biden isn't just signing executive orders. He's signing presidential memoranda, substantive proclamations, letters, in all more than 40 presidential directives and actions. But most of them aren't what you'd call blockbusters.
A lot of what these orders consist of are plans to make plans, in a sense.
Creating task forces, directing agencies to begin a regulatory process or to explore a policy change.
So there's a lot of reviewing, reporting, sort of an urging to rev up that process, but it's not a substitute for the process itself.
Executive actions can't create new laws. They have to exist within the constraints of the Constitution and existing statute. They can and often are reversed by the next president. In fact, many of Biden's actions take aim at things President Trump had done with a swipe of his Sharpie, as Biden explained himself while signing his immigration orders.
There's a lot of talk, with good reason, about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy.
Some Republicans have criticized Biden for pushing through Democratic priorities with a signature after preaching unity and bipartisanship. While the number of actions is notable, these sorts of reversals are something most presidents do, says Philip Cooper, a professor of government at Portland State University.
The motto of the Reagan transition team was, when in doubt, undo. And these folks didn't want to just undo. They wanted to put back in place what had been there before or pick up on what had been there before and build on it.
President Trump made reversing Obama administration policies a mission of his presidency. Now Biden is reversing the reversals, like the letter he signed returning the U.S. to the Paris Climate Accord. Several other Biden executive actions relate to the coronavirus pandemic. This fits with another trend in presidential directives. There are a lot of them in times of crisis or war, says Charisse Thrower, an associate professor of political science at Vanderbilt University.
You combine the fact that we're in a public health crisis with the fact that Biden's coming in his first year, which a lot of presidents issue a lot of executive orders in their first year, combined with the fact that he is coming in after a president that he opposes. All of that is the perfect storm to get a flurry of executive orders that we've seen.
Cooper says more than any administration in modern history, Biden's team came in prepared, with the legal groundwork already carefully laid.
If you look at the orders, the language of the orders and what they're actually calling for by the agencies seems to be very measured. Although they are in very controversial topics in some cases, you're not seeing anything there that's substantively all that dramatic.
This gets at another purpose of executive orders. They allow a president to signal that they are doing something, that they are delivering on the promises they made when they ran for office. Tamara Keith, NPR News.